where is the planetarium at LBL, and how long has it been there?
The planetarium is located centrally in the land between the lakes at the junction of the North-South Trace and Highway 68. It's adjacent to the visitor center at the land between the lakes.
Do you have an idea yearly of about how much usage the planetarium gets?
Well, the planetarium, which has been there since 1979, gets about 25,000 to 28,000 people based on ticket sales. Last year, in fiscal year 2017, 7,000 of those visitors were school-age children.
What kind of educational programs and opportunities are offered at the planetarium and at the observatory?
Well, that's very interesting. At the visitor center specifically, history of land between the lakes, an overview of the forest, the fields, the wildlife, the flowers. At the planetarium, which is open 7 days a week, it's only closed 2 days out of the year, but at the planetarium specifically, there's a variety of programming, which includes features that are projected onto the dome. They range from the little, titled The Little Star That Could, to the current night sky, to a laser light show, which has been very popular. It's a whole variety. In fact, there are seven shows which are rotated on a regular basis. So if you travel to the land between the lakes, you can expect that the observatory will be open regardless of the weather or the day of the week. And it is important to note that adjacent to the planetarium is the Amateur Astronomers Observatory. The astronomers are kind enough to offer star shows every other weekend during the summer nights. You can visit the planetarium and the observatory, which is adjacent to the planetarium, and have the opportunity to look through professional telescopes with trained astronomers who can show you some of the features of the night sky. It's a very unique opportunity and certainly something you can't get in the big city.
The planetarium is only closed on Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Just two days a year.
That's remarkable. Do you have any idea about how many planetariums there are around here, anywhere in the region? Is it very unique to have one?
It is unique. The unique feature is the fact that it's open 7 days a week and that it shows seven shows. There are planetariums in Owensboro, Nashville, Chicago. I'm not sure about St. Louis. But the unique feature is if you look at the schedules of the other planetariums, they're open more towards the weekend to cater to the non-workday visitor.
We've talked about all the benefits that we have by our proximity to the planetarium and the observatory, all of the different shows, the fact that it's unique to a smaller rural area like this. This is, of course, not free, correct? So what is needed to support this educational mission and these programs?
Well, that's a great question. Let me preface the answer by stating that the land between the lakes is 170,000 acres managed primarily by the USDA Forest Service. The planetarium and several other venues in the land between the lakes are run by a unique Friends of organization. That's Friends of Land Between the Lakes, or the Land Between the Lakes Association. The LBLA, the 501c3 Corp, which operates the planetarium, is currently in need of a new projector for the dome. Just as you update your audio equipment or your cell phone or your computer every year or two, the projector and the software that go along with the dome projector and the planetarium are in need of an upgrade. In fact, the current projector will no longer be supported after the close of 2018. So there's some urgency, and we really would like to keep the projector open. It's been there 40 years. In fact, next year is the 40th anniversary. So because it is unique and it is also located in a dark sky area, the LBL, and that's why the observatory adjacent to the planetarium is so important, we would like to preserve this piece of the educational opportunities at LBL. And it's also important to note that through the 501c3 Corp, the LBLA, or the Friends of Land Between the Lake, we had 328,000 counted educational interfaces last year. That's by ticket sales. So it's a big deal. And it's also important to note that in fiscal year 2017, the LBL in total had 1.7 million visitors as counted by automobile traffic. And those who surround the LBL, which is not available for commercial development, it's a national recreation area, those who surround the LBL benefit in terms of lodging, meals, gasoline sales, etc. So even though commercial development is not available on the property, the 170,000 acres, each of us who lives and works in the area benefits a great deal by the presence of the property and the educational opportunities available.
I've always thought that for people who live around here, the land between the lakes is something that in total we take for granted. And you know, we talk about specific things it offers, like the planetarium. These are treasures that not everyone has access to. So what can people do specifically to help out?
Well, one of the easiest things to do is that when you go to LBL, become a member of the Friends of Land Between the Lakes. Sign up. You know, when you drive into Yellowstone, you have to pay a $28 admission fee or whatever the current fee is right now. You drive into LBL, there's no charge, there's no gate, there's no ranger looking out for you. So the simplest thing you can do to access this free national recreation property is to become a member of the Friends of LBL. Another thing you can do is when you stop into the North or the South Welcome Center, make a donation. Number three, you could become a business partner. Anybody who goes to the website for Land Between the Lakes or Friends of Land Between the Lakes, there's a, up in the upper left-hand corner, there's a Donate Now button. And specifically for the planetarium, we're trying to raise $200,000. You can donate specifically to the planetarium project. If you're a business, you can request to be contacted by the LBL Association. And we can work out details on whatever donation, just like donating to WKMS. Every little bit helps. Everybody in the region benefits. And we would like people to be aware and to help us out.
Was there anything we haven't discussed that you want to mention before we go?
I think the biggest thing is just to remember that the LBL, USDA Forest Service, and LBLA, the association, provide 170,000 acres at essentially nothing other than taxpayer cost. We all use it. We all do take it for granted. One thing that's really important to know about the planetarium, and I tell people this all the time, is that the planetarium is warm in the winter. It's cool in the summer. It's dry on a rainy day. So no matter what you're doing, if you need a day trip out, the planetarium and LBL are a great place to visit. So the one message is, help us out, because we've got something that's unique to the area, and it's enjoyed by many.